Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Can I speak to you about Jesus this morning? Listen, the Bible says, I'll read it for you, just Luke chapter number 1 and verse number 26. The Bible says, Gabriel was sent from God to Nazareth. Nazareth was a town in the country of Galilee. He went to a woman who had never had a man, and her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "You are honored," and I like some of the other translations, "You are favored very much." And then he says, "You are a favored woman of God." And that's a good place for ladies to say amen. You are a favored woman of God. The Lord is with you. Oh, I like that. The Lord is with you. You are chosen from among many women. And when she saw the angel, she was troubled at his words. She thought about what he had said. And the angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God." Oh, may I already say to you that may your 2022 be the year where you find favor of God. You don't need to find favor of man. You don't need to find favor of things. If you can find favor of God, that's the only thing that matters. Verse number 31. "See, you are to become a mother and have a son. You are to give him a name, the name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the place of his early father David sat. He will be king over the family of Jacob forever, and his nation will have no end." I want you to know this morning that there's a name. Here on our platform, there is a name. There is a name. His name is Jesus Christ. It's not just a name, it's a position. It's not just a position, it is the way to freedom. It is a way of life. When Jesus Christ walked this planet more than 2,021 years ago, and you have to understand that, what is all of this season about? It's because there came a man that was fully God and fully man. And he lived out his life in full obedience to the Father. As the Bible says, the Lamb was slain before the foundations of the earth. Are you guys with me? Are you there? And so Jesus was fully God, fully man. And I want you to understand that because Jesus lived a life in full obedience to the Father, the Bible says he humbled himself even to the place of obedience, to the place, to the point of the cross. And then the Bible says this, because he humbled himself, God gave him a name that is higher than any other name. That at the name of Jesus Christ, every sickness, every poverty, every pain must bow. Let me say it like this. Sickness needs to answer to the name. Poverty needs to answer to the name. Situations needs to answer to the name. We don't serve a dead Jesus. We serve a living Jesus. And all of that needs to answer to the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, come on. Are you guys okay? I see some of you. You must smile. I had a lot of food yesterday on Christmas. But I want you to understand, before we hit 2022, there's things that needs to bow at His name. Let me say it like this. Sickness needs to report back to the name. Poverty needs to report back to the name. Because He didn't just die for us just so that we can live the average life. No, the Lord died for us so that we can live the victorious life. So that we can be called the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. That we can be called more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Oh, come on, are you there? You know, during the season, so many people have asked me, I've had more messages and more phone calls in this season, I think, than any other. And people are asking me time and time again, you know, what is this season? Where are we going? You know, this is happening around us, and they're giving me all the facts. And I want to say to you this morning, Faith never denies the facts, but faith refuses to give the facts a place of influence into what I believe to be true. Are you there? Faith doesn't say, I don't see it. Faith says, I resist the thought that that has control over my life. In other words, I can see certain things, but it doesn't mean that those things need to live a part of my life. Oh, come on, who of you know what I'm talking about? So in this season, we don't deny the facts. But what we will do, we will never give the facts a place or a position in our lives. Come on, who's with me on that one? I have authority. You have authority. I'm not a fired angel. I'm called the Son of God. Satan is a fired angel. He doesn't have a job. Let me explain it like this. God gave the earth to Adam. Adam had dominion. God gave Adam dominion. He said, here's the earth. I give it to you. And then the Bible makes it very clear, and it's very interesting, but it's absolutely true. You have to understand this about the word of the Lord. Is that the Bible says that Adam and Eve were disobedient to God. And it's interesting for me that the Bible says that the snake didn't go to Adam because Adam was in control. The snake went to Eve. And that's a whole teaching for another day. But the point is, as the woman was discussing the situation with the snake, God did nothing because the woman was not yet, she was not placed in control. Adam was placed in control. Are you there? Are you with me? But when Adam took off the fruit, the Bible says, then suddenly God came onto the scene because Adam sinned and he fell from the grace, or he fell from the presence. And I want you to understand something, and this is the heart of what I want to share with you this morning, is that when Eve and Adam sinned, you have to understand that it was God that came looking for Adam. It wasn't Adam came looking for God. God went looking for his friend. Are you there? Are you with me? And as God went looking for his friend, the Bible says, Adam said these three things. He said, we were naked, we were afraid, and we hid ourselves. The three conditions of sin. In other words, we understood for the first time who we are. We were naked, we were afraid, and we hid ourselves. And now the Bible says that authority was taken over by the enemy. I want you to understand this, because I'm going to teach a lot on this in the new year. Because there's one thing I want you to understand as we go into the new year. There's a huge difference between being in a religion and knowing a person. I am not interested in a religion. I want to know Jesus. I want to know the person of Jesus and the presence of the person of Jesus. Are you there? I'm not interested in a religion. He did not come to set up a religion. He came to set up a kingdom. Oh, and so the enemy had the authority. He took the authority. And from that time onwards, you have to understand, for God to come onto the scene, he needed to do it through a woman. He needed to do it through a man. And so he came and he made a deal with Mary. Come on, are you there? And Satan had no clue when Jesus is going to arrive onto the scene. And that's why every time something happened in the Bible or something prominent, Satan thought, this is it. That's the one. That's Jesus. That's why when God rose up Moses and he became a leader, the Bible says that the enemy wiped out all the babies because Satan thought that's the moment. Come on, are you guys there? Are you with me? Oh, come on. But then there came a time. Then there came a time. And God already made his deals. And I want you to understand, God does nothing on the planet unless he finds agreement with a man or a woman. And that's why one of the things I'm going to teach you a lot about in the new year, I'm going to teach you about the Holy Spirit. I'm going to teach you about prayer. I'm going to teach you about the power of God, because you need it more than ever before. And so you have to understand, God already made a deal with Mary. And the Bible says that God told John the Baptist, there will come a time where you see the Spirit of the Lord descend on someone, and not just descend, but remain. Are you guys there? Because remember now, in the Old Testament, the Spirit of the Lord came upon, but then He left again. Came upon, but He left. Came upon Samson and leave. Come upon Elijah, leave. And John the Baptist, he baptizes, he looks up, oh, you're not the one, he sends him away. Next guy baptizes, oh, you're not the one, get away. Next person, oh, and he looks up, because the Lord said to him, you'll see the Spirit, the heavens go open, and you'll see the Spirit of the Lord descending like a dove and remain. And then suddenly, there comes a man, 30 years of age, walking into the water. And the Bible says that as soon as John saw him, John pointed him out and says, behold the Lamb of God who has come to take the sins of the world. And then the Bible says the heavens are almost at the point of now starting to open. And John and Jesus has a discussion, because John is saying, listen, I need your baptism. And Jesus says, no, you need to baptize me so that we can fulfill the scripture. Are you guys there? Are you with me? And the Bible says this, and I want you to understand this. As soon as Jesus Christ got baptized and taken out of that water, the heavens go open. Now God is not hiding where His focus and His aim of love is at. From the beginning of Genesis right up to that moment, the devil didn't have a clue where the Son of God was at. But from that time, God does not hide anymore where He has placed His favor. The heavens go open. The Father shouts, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Oh, come on. And I want you to, as you sit here this morning, to receive those words for yourself. The Father's words have still stayed the same. The heavens are still open, and you and I still behold the favor of His face. Oh, come on, give Jesus Christ a better clap than that, better round of praise. Are you guys with me? But here is the thing that I want you to understand. Is that when Adam and Eve came onto the scene, Satan was studying this thing, he was looking at this. Then suddenly Cain, and I want you to understand that, Cain came. And the enemy thought, because, listen, the enemy was not there when God created man. He was not there. He was not there in the secret council of the Godhead. Oh, come on, does this make sense to anybody? And so now Cain comes, and the enemy places his focus on Cain. You think this is where the Lord will move at, but God doesn't move there. And then he sees, but this woman produces another baby, and then another. And what happens is this, is that over the ages, the enemy becomes afraid, because God is creating more vessels that can carry the power of heaven. And now, when the Father says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, the devil is terrified, because suddenly God is not in heaven alone anymore. Now God is in a man. Emmanuel. Im means in. Man means humus. Man. Inuel is the word Elohim. God in a man. Now the enemy is terrified. Oh, can you feel the anointing? The enemy is terrified. Why? Suddenly there's a God in a man. And he focused all his attention against Jesus. And he throws the temptations at Jesus. And Jesus doesn't back off. And Jesus doesn't run away. They tear his beard out. He says nothing. They could rip off his crown. He does so. They push a crown into his head. He says nothing. They chastise him, they scourge him, he says nothing. He hangs on the cross. Oh, you have to understand the love of God. He hangs on the cross. God the Father is busy killing God the Son so that He can gain sons and daughters back unto Him. Oh, why are we here? We are here to let the kingdom come, to let His will be done. As it is in heaven, let it be so on earth. Oh, come on. I'm not here just to sleep and eat and wake up. I'm here for the kingdom and the kingdom's sake. I'm here because there's a King and He's alive. There hangs His Son. He hangs. The Bible says all the sins of the world is placed upon Jesus. Everything, past, present, future. He hangs. The Nazarene hangs. Jesus hangs. As I often say, my friend, He's not just my Lord, He's my friend. I don't know about you, but I want to be a friend of God. I want Him to tell me what He told David. You are my friend. You are my friend. I want to be a friend of the Lord. I don't want to live this life as the scripture says, for the things that are fleeting away quickly. I want to live my life in love of the King, in love of His creation, in love of His people, in love of His assignment. I want to live my life. And one day when I see Him and I go on to the other side, I said, Lord, we did everything. We didn't quit. We didn't surrender. We didn't give up. We stood and we worshiped You and we praised You and we told the people about You and we saved many people for Your name's sake. Come on, are you there? And Jesus hangs. If you ever wanted to know how much you are worth, if Jesus made one mistake, we would have needed another Savior. If He sinned once, it would have cost Him heaven. Think about the price tag. But before the foundations of the earth, the Bible says that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit had a secret council. The Father said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. But then the Bible calls God omnipotent, omniscient, all-knowing. And they must have said to one another, but they're going to mess up. Who's going to go? And Jesus placed His hand in the air. I'll go. And the Holy Spirit said, I'll go with you. You have to understand that when there's, at any given time, only one of them can be here. That's why when Jesus was on the planet, the Spirit of the Lord was with God. Is it too much for the 26th of December? Okay. I want you to understand this. He hangs on the cross. He hangs on the cross. The Father places the full weight of the sin of the world upon Him. The full weight. Full weight. He's naked. He's afraid. He's beaten. He's the people that crucified Him mocks Him. Angels, you have to understand, 12 legions of angels are waiting for His command. Oh, the King hangs. The Savior hangs. God allows His creation to crucify Him. Can you imagine the love of God? Come on, guys, do we understand how much He loves us? God kills His Son so that He can save you. Because death was already killing the earth. It was already killing us. Sin is death and death is sin. And yet Jesus hangs. Oh, come on, does this stuff not make you want to leap and shout and say thank you to Jesus 50 times over? I don't know about you, but yesterday morning when I woke up, I said, thank You, Lord. You did it for me. You died for me. I don't need to be sick. I don't need to have that. And I don't need to have this because You died for that. And so the Son hangs on the cross. And the Bible makes it clear. The Bible makes it evident. that as he hangs on that cross, as he hangs on that cross, Jesus hangs. He hangs. And the Father puts the full weight of the sin upon the world upon him. And I want you to see something here. As I was looking at the scripture, the Lord showed me something that I've never seen before. Jesus could take everything, but what he couldn't take was separation. He could take the beatings. He could take the spitting in his face. He could take the beard being plucked out. He could take the thorns being pushed into his head. He could take all of that. But what he couldn't take was the separation. And what was that separation? It was the Father turning his back on the Son. Why? Because the Father could not see the Son with the full weight of sin upon him. And so for the first time in his life, he felt separation. And as I, the Lord said that to me, I wrote this down. God turned his back on himself to make room for you. And this is where the power lies. Is Jesus cries out. He says, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? In other words, why have you removed your presence from me? And I want you to understand that Jesus was forsaken so that you could be found. Come on, if you ever wanted to know how much he loves you, he forsook himself to find you and to make room for you. So now we can never ever live this life for ourselves again, because God made room for us. Can you imagine the love of God, the tremendous love of the Father that said, listen, I'll make room for them. They messed up, but I'm going to make room. Let me tell you just one prophetic thing. I'll say much more about this. God is going to make room for you in 2022. Your feet are going to be planted in places that you haven't even known before. I'm telling you the truth. Listen, one of the things, and I want you to know this, I will not be the devil's weatherman. I'm called to preach the gospel. I'm not here to tell you what the newspaper tell you. You are clever enough, you can read it. What I am here to tell you is that that is a load of rubbish. And here is the truth. Jesus is not a politician. He can't be voted in. And he can't be voted out. And my hope is most definitely not in a politician. My hope is in the King. My confidence is in the King. I'm sealed off by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of God. My name is written in the book of life. Oh, come on, are you there? So I'm not going to spend my time discussing. I'm already sealed off by the Holy Spirit. Oh. Come on, are you there? And so Jesus hangs on this cross. The Bible says, he says, Elo, Elo, labach sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? And God the Father turns his back to make space for you and I. Oh, come on, guys that are online, comment. Let this comment section burn. I'm looking at all of you. I see some people. I got a message last night. They say, don't worry, Pastor, we will watch you from the beach. I'm like, hey, go to a church, then go to the beach. All you guys are only clapping hands because we're here. We're not sitting at a beach. Yeah. Otherwise, you would have been sitting there at the beach like, woo! Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I know. And so, come on, God made space for you. Are you there? Are you with me? And I want you to understand something. This is the problem that the devil has. He thought, here is God in a man. And if we kill the man, we're done with it. And so Satan placed all his attention on Jesus, and he started to attack Jesus. Are you there? Are you with me? But what he did not count in is that Jesus would become the firstborn, because he thought that by killing Jesus, he'll be finished with this thing. Come on, are you with me? You have to understand why God made man. God made man so that man can carry God on the earth. You are a vessel of God on the earth. God made himself, then he made a God, created the heavens and the earth. Let me reword that. God created the heavens and the earth, then God made you. And then God wants to live inside of you. Why? Because he wants you. What does the devil want? Exactly the same. He also wants to live inside of you. Exactly the same thing. And you know what? We have the power of choice. We can choose to let God live in us. Come on, are you guys with me? And so the Bible makes it very clear, and I just want to stay with this thought, and I want you to understand this, because this struck me, is that man is in charge of the earth, not God. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, but God gave the earth to us. We are in charge. And I will make it my mission in 2022 to teach you about how much power you have when you walk with God, when you walk with the Holy Spirit. Then you don't need to go walking after things. Things walk after you. Oh. And let me say it like this. I want you to understand, Christ is living. Jesus is living. As I was spending time on this, and when I was away with my family, the Lord, one day I was spending time with him, and he said this to me. He said, so much is said about you giving your life to me. But do you know, son, that I want to give my life to you? In other words, as I am, so are you in this world. Jesus is victorious, so we are victorious. It's not just us giving our lives to him. It's he giving his life in us, for us. As he is, so are we in this world. Listen to me. As he is, so are we in this world. Does God have sickness? No. As he is, so are we in this world. Does Jesus sit with lack? No. As he is, so are we in this world. Does Jesus sit with worry and fear? No. As he is, so are we in this world. Now my question is this. Are we going to live our lives more convinced about what the enemy can do? Or are we going to live our lives in full persuasion about the abilities of God? Because let's talk about this. The fact may be that certain things are happening around us. The fact is that a lot of people have gone, all of us have gone through this crazy, wicked season called COVID, right? Man-made season. Okay, not a lot of amens. Man-made season. So will I place my focus of my life based on what the enemy is going to do? Or will I base the focus and the energy of my life on what God wants to do?
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.